妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
想要先呢讲一下这个墨西哥短宣奉献的事。
I would like to spend a few minutes talking about offerings for the upcoming Mexico mission, short-term mission.
宣教或者说是把主耶稣基督拯救世人的这个信息能够传出去，是每一个基督徒我们都愿意去参与的。
A mission of proclaiming the gospel to people in the world is an important thing that is required of all and every Christian brother or sister.
如果能够把神所赐给我们的拯救和他的爱能够传给别人的话，这是能够改变人生命的事工。
If we are able to spread a gospel of God's salvation to people in the world, this is a very meaningful and important thing because it is a matter of life.
那今天当然要宣教或者是要有服事，当然是要有资源上面的需要。
Of course,if we want to spread the gospel or proclaim the gospel to the world, resources are very important, financial or otherwise.
可是你们记得刘长老跟我们常常提醒弟兄姐妹们，就是说，当我们支持一个事工的时候，我们是要与服事的弟兄姐妹们一起同心。
But as you may remember, Elder Liu and I have often reminded brothers and sisters that when you support a mission or any ministry, you need to work along with it, with involved brothers and sisters with one mind and one heart.
我们一直期待期盼的就是我们今年的这个墨西哥的短宣不是那十几位二十几位弟兄姐妹们参与的事工，是我们整个教会每一个弟兄姐妹们一起向墨西哥的这群需要福音的朋友们所做的事工。
We have been hoping that this mission is not just limited to those 20 some brothers and sisters, but rather is open to all brothers and sisters who can participate in this mission in any way that they prefer.
我们盼望的是弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人心里面都有这个负担，或者说在我们的心里面有这样的一幅画面，就是这些可怜的、贫穷的、不认识神的这些墨西哥人，他们能够有机会接受主耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
So what we have been hoping is that all of us have this picture in mind. We have those people in Mexico who are underprivileged. They can also share, have the opportunity to share with us God's salvation.
然后因为你自己被神的爱、主的爱感动，你为我们的这个团队的弟兄姐妹们祷告，你也开始为在墨西哥他们会接触到的这群人，开始以爱心关怀他们，开始为他们祷告。
So if you are moved by the Holy Spirit, you pray for us, you pray for mission members, you also pray for those people in Mexico whom our brother, 20 some brothers and sisters are going to serve.
说实在的，写支票或者是放一点钱在这个奉献箱里面并不难。
To be honest, to just write out a check or put some money in the offering box itself is not difficult.
短宣队有他们这个开销上面的需要，但事实上也不是说他们不够。
This mission team, of course, has some expenses that they have to afford, but it's not too much.
在我们想，我们不能跟他们一起去，但是我们在奉献要支持他们的这件事情上面，我们要想的不是他们够不够，我们给不给。而是要想我愿不愿意在宣教在传福音将神的爱 传出去的这件事工上面，我要不要有份？
So, if we cannot physically, participate in this, mission, our mindset, should not be just how much they need financially, how much we can offer in terms of money, to help, their needs, but rather how can I participate along with them in this important mission trip.
神感动我们，我们就与他们同工，我们奉献给他们的这个事工，我们在神的面前，这个奉献就是蒙神悦纳的。
So if the Holy Spirit moves us, then we partnership with them, and then we give them help with all sincerely out of the love of God. Then this is what pleases our Lord.
当他们短宣队八月份回来我们当中分享他们看见神的工作，看见他们自己的生命的改变，看见他们服侍的对象当地的教会，看见神圣灵工作的时候，弟兄姐妹你就知道我在那个事工上面我有份。
So when in late August when they are back from Mexico, they will be sharing with us their experiencesin this mission trip to Mexico, and we will all feel very proud that we were part of it.
让我们的奉献在神的面前是蒙他的悦纳，而且被主使用。
So it's our prayer that our offerings will be pleasing to our God, and God will put it to the best use of it.
我们今天来看约翰一书第一章。
So today we are going to take a look at John, 1 John, chapter 1.
Yeah, 我们来开始我们约翰一书的这个解经正道系列。
So this is the today is the first of a series of sermons on the topic John first.
我们读第一节到第四节。
Today we are going to study verses 1-4.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在并显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我将这些话写给你们，使我们的喜乐充足。
First John verses 1-4, and this is an NIV version. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at,and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us.And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
我们家的孩子很喜欢看魔术。
My children likes to watch
魔术表演。
Magic shows.
我自己也蛮喜欢。
I like it also.
那现在呢？科技发达，你到网上 YouTube 可以看到各式各样的魔术表演。
So with the advanced technology, you can see a lot of various kinds of magic shows online.
YouTube.
两
周前啊，我老二他看到了一个魔术表演，他非常的喜欢。
So two weeks ago, my second.A child watched a magic show and she liked it very much.
她一直跟我讲，爸爸，爸爸，你什么时候有空？我要给你看这个。
So she kept on saying to me that when dad, when will you be when we be free, and I would like to see it, watch it with you together.
他说啊，这个魔术跟一般的魔术不同。
She said, according to her, this magic show is different from others.
他说魔术师表演得很棒。
Of course, the show is wonderful.
可是呢，他在表演魔术的这个过程当中，他分享了他的生命的一段故事。
But what makes it remarkable is that when the magician performs, he also shares his life stories.
那我就坐下来了，跟他一起看。
So I sat down and watched the show with her.
那魔术师一面在做表演的时候呢，到了一个段落，他就开始在这个荧幕上面播放他的一个生命的一个故事。
So the magician make the performance, and to a certain point, he started to broadcast his life story.
那个魔术师表演得很棒，所以那个裁判啊，那些观众都非常的入神，说哇，这个人实在是魔术变得太厉害了。
The magician and his performance is so engaging that all the audience and judges and so on, they were all very much engaged.
那这个他的生命故事一开始的时候，他就说啊，
at the start of his life story,
他说我跟我的妻子想要孩子很久了，然后呢不能怀孕。
My wife and I were for a long time desiring to have children, but somehow she couldn't become pregnant.
那后来呢，这个好不容易怀了孕以后呢，怀孕末期的时候，医生又说这个孩子可能健康不良，可能这个生不出来。
And when finally she got pregnant, the doctor said that perhaps she won't smoothly give birth to a child.
那他讲到这边的时候呢，然后之后荧幕上面就一个小宝宝的一个照片，然后呢他鼻子里有插一个管子。
And then after that, he showed a baby, and the baby.
Yeah, the baby actually was born alive, healthy, but has a tube up her nose to help her breathe. 那这个魔术师就说，
So this magician said,
你们觉得我的魔术变得很好。
You might feel that I performs this magician show very well.
然后他就说，但是我的女儿是真正的魔术。
But my daughter is a real and the true magic.
Right. 那我这二女儿每次她看到这，因为我已经跟她看了好几遍，这是她最喜欢的 show.
Because she and I had been watching it for many times. Every time when she saw it.
每一次那个魔术师一说这个是真正生命的魔术。
Every time when the magician said this, meaning his daughter, is a real and true magic.
我的老二一定会加一个评论。
And my second child,
他说这不是魔术。
Will make such a comment. This is not a magic.
他说这是神的奇迹。
This is a miracle performed by God.
他才几岁，他。我太太每次都说我记不清楚我孩子的年纪。
Actually, she's only.
My wife always says I can't remember the age of my children. 但是我通常在一两岁之间是不会错的。I'm always accurate within 2 years. 十岁左右的孩子。
10 years old.
可是他看到这个生命的展现的时候，他知道这个跟魔术没有关系。
When she sees the manifestation of life, she knows clearly that this has nothing to do with magic.
他讲话讲的是斩钉截铁，你知道 Clara 这个人，他讲话就是一板一眼的。
So my daughter's name is Clara. When she speaks, she speaks firmly and without any doubt.
她下一个结论，她就说这不是魔术，这是神迹。
She clearly give a conclusion. This is not a magic. This is a miracle.
那为什么她看到这个生命的呈现的时候，她会知道这是神的工作？
So why is that when she sees a manifestation, an actual materialization of life, she would know that this is God's work.
在她小小的心灵里面，为什么她会看见关于生命的事情，人手所不能掌握的事情，一定是神的工作呢？
Why is that in her heart and in her mind, when she sees something that is beyond the human control, she knows naturally that this is God's work.
她这不是因为在主日学里面听过关于神的故事或耶稣的故事。
This is not because she heard about God or Jesus Christ in her Sunday schools.
这也不是因为她爸爸是牧师。
This is not because her father is a pastor.
因为这个教不出来呢。
Because you cannot teach a child.
这不是我跟她讲是神迹，是她自己认识到这是神迹。
You cannot communicate this through teaching. She knows it by herself.
因为虽然在他这么九年十年的人生当中
，even though she's in her very early stage of her life, she's only nine or ten years old.
在那么一点点的人生历练里面，他已经了解到真正的生命的掌握权是在神的手里。
Even though she hasn't lived for very long, she already realized that man cannot control.His life.
这是因为他听见过别人讲到神在他们生命当中的见证。
This is because she has heard before people's testimonies about God's working in their lives.
他从他妈妈那里听见到他的两个这个twin 的妹妹，其中有一个也是曾经会生不出来的孩子。
She heard from her mother that one of her twin sisters at one point is almost couldn't be delivered alive.
从一个医生说存活率只有10%的这个婴儿，到出生的时候是一个健健康康的孩子。
So when this little sister was in her mother's womb, doctors said that she has only about 10% chance of being alive. But then she was born alive and healthy.
Yeah.
And now this little sister has grown to be a very active, energetic child.
他看见他的这个妹妹，他就知道这个妹妹的生命是神掌握在手中。
So Clara saw with her eyes, from her sister's experience, and knows that life is in the control of God.
并且我相信，在他自己的生命当中，他渐渐的开始去体验，开始渐渐的。能够经历到神是怎么样在改变他的性格和他的生命。
And I'm sure that from her own lives, Clara gradually over time came to the realization that God had transformed her lives.
刚刚培刚跟我们分享那个这个赛玉跟Frank 他们。他们的孩子生了一个女孩，你刚刚有讲吗？
赛玉，
对，
培刚 just share with us that Rebecca and
Frank
they just had a baby girl.
今天 Frank 来了。
Today Frank is here.
那妈妈还在家里面休息。
The mom is still at home.
那你来看到他的时候，可以去跟他恭喜。
So you may congratulate him after worship.
然后呢，他就会跟你讲，这个孩子真是神的，真是神的祝福。
And I'm sure she will tell you that this child is a blessing from God.
他就会跟你说，在这个孩子生产的过程当中， 我们看见神的作为，我可以做见证。
And she would, he will tell you that, God has been working, in this, child's, birth.
And there is a testimony to be given.
And he's, going to give you a testimony about this child's birth.
为什么我知道？
Why is that I know?
因为他跟我说有一个见证。
Because he told me that he had a testimony to share.
我昨天也听见了这个见证。
And I heard his testimony yesterday.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们认识神的时候，我们是认识到一个掌控生命而且是生命起源的神。
If we really get to know God, we will realize that this God is the God who controls life, who also is the origin of lives.
我们要去真正的认识他。
We have to truly know him.
我们不但要去认识他，我们要去见证他。
We not only have to know him,We also have the obligation to be an witness testimonies about him.
我们不但要见证他，然后我们要去传扬他。
We not only have to give an eyewitness testimonies about him, we also have the responsibility to proclaim his love and salvation.
约翰，使徒约翰在他写约翰一书的时候，他一开始他就把他的这个心意写得清清楚楚。
So John, when he wrote this letter, he gave this truth at the very beginning.
在这短短的四节的开场当中，
So in this four verse, very short introductory passage,
约翰不是客客气气的好像讲了一些关怀，还有这个问安，或好像一些体面的话。
John did not choose to open his letter with greetings or with words of caring.
他一开始就很强力的把他心中对主的爱和神真理的那个心意，就完完全全的呈现在我们的面前。
At the very outset of his letter, he showed us his love for the God.
他说
For his God.
我今天要跟你们说的。
So he said, I'm going to tell you or share with you this.
这是生命之道。
This is the life, the way of life.
The word of life.
The word of life.
这个生命之道是从起初就有的。
And this word of life, existed from the very beginning.
当我们看见约翰这样说从起初就有的时候，他是把人类的历史和神的创造的起先就连上了。
So when John said that which was from the beginning, when he said this phrase talks about touches on human history, the origin of history.The human history and the origin of all life.
这个生命之道是独一无二的。
And this word of life is unique.
这个生命之道是在创造的时候就有的。
This word of life existed from the very beginning of creation.
我们如果看圣经，我们看到创世纪第一章第一节的时候，圣经上面告诉我们说，起初神创造天地。
So if we read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
在一切的起点，在这个世界的起点，在这个人类的起点，在这个生命的起点上，神有他的工作。
So God started to workAt the very beginning of human life, at the very beginning of the universe, at the very beginning of life.
神在起初借着他的话语创造了生命。
From the very beginning, God first created life with his word.
他创造了这个世界上面一切能够维持我们生命的一切的所需。
He created all the things that are necessary to sustain and protect our life.
因为他是生命的神。
Because he is a God of life.
因为他是生命的源头。
Because he is the origin of life.
而这个生命的道，或者说是生命的话语。
And this so-called word of life.
就是神对生命的创造和塑造。
Means God's very creation and formation of all things.
是神要我们对生命能够 的认识和了解的一个描述。
This is a description of what God would like us to understand about life.
起初 神所赐给我们的生命之道是生命的本质。
From the very beginning, God gave us, has given us this word of life. And this word of life is, in fact, the essence of life.
那我们知道，生命之道就是主耶稣基督。
And as we know, the word of life is Jesus Christ.
我们如果看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰这样说，太初有道。
So this is what John says. He says, in the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
然后第十四节，这道成了肉身。
Verse 14, the word became flesh.
住在我们的中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这个生命之道，就是神要我们对生命的认识和了解，从他口中所向我们描述的。
This word of life is what God would like us to understand about life through His word.
而这个生命之道从神的心意当中彰显出来，就在主耶稣基督神的独生子的来到世上的这件事情上面，让我们能够认识到它。
And this word of life became actually materialized.In the person of Jesus Christ, who became flesh.
这就是为什么约翰说，在约翰一书他就说，这个生命之道不是只是我们看圣经或者听别人讲的。
So that's what John said in First John. This word of life does not come to us only from what we have heard from others.
Yeah, or what we read in the pages of the Bible. 他说我们所要讲的这个生命之道是那我们亲耳听见、亲眼看见，并且我们亲手去摸过的。
He said that through our eyewitness testimonies, we can tell you about this word of life. As he said, this is what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have touched.
他说神要让我们认识他，神要我们对生命有一个更深刻、更准确而且更丰富的了解的时候，他会把他的生命之道向我们彰显，让我们明白。
This is what John is saying. If we want if God wants us to really truly, fully, and completely understand His word, then He will show it to us personally.
神将他的心意要向我们传扬明白。
God wants to pass on to us His will.
当这个圣经上面讲到生命之道，这个道这个字，在原文里面就是话语。
In Chinese is Dao or the way, but in the original is word.
那这个话语可以讲到是我们口说的话语，或者是借着文字所传递的话语。
This word may refer to spoken language or written language.
口述或者是书写的话语作用是什么？
What is the purpose for transmission of knowledge, either orally or in writing?
为什么神要使用话语来作为他跟人之间沟通，让神认识他的这个桥梁呢？
Why is that God chose to use a word or language to transmit His truth to us?
这不是偶然的。
This is by no means a coincidence.
因为在圣经当中，我们就看见，刚刚我们看创世纪第一章的时候，神是借着他的话语创造的。
In the very beginning, as we just saw in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God created this universe with His word.
他说了就成了。
He spoke and is completed.
神的话语是带着能力的。
So God's word is full of power and mind. And God's word is, has life, has power.
那为什么他要用话语来作为跟我们沟通的桥梁呢？
Why is that God chose to use His word, to be a means of communication with us?
话语事实上有两个很重要的作用。
There are two important functions to word.
第一，
Number one,
是知识上面的传递。
This it has to do with a transmission of knowledge.
可是第二，
Number two,
是在感情上面的建立。
So it has to do with the building of emotion and feelings.
我们知道第一部分，可是我们忽略了第二点。
Often we know about the first one, but we often are oblivious to the second one.
当我们拿到一本圣经的时候，
When we take a Bible in hand,
我们知道很多人说，哇，这本圣经蛮厚的。
Many people would say, this book is quite heavy, quite thick.
你如果把它当成一本书来读，
If you read the Bible as if you read any other book,
或者说你把它当成一个课本在学习，
or if you study the Bible as if you are studying from a textbook,
那就是很厚很沉，然后呢好像读不动的一本书。
Then you will feel most likely you will feel that this book is very thickand very heavy and very dense and very hard and very dry.
那你是把圣经当成只是知识上面的传递而已。
Because when you, your standpoint is that you take this, take a Bible as if it's just an ordinary book for a transmission of knowledge.
你们谈过恋爱的人，
If you ever fell in love with somebody,
可能你写过情书，
maybe you wrote
love
letters,
或者说你收过情书，
or maybe you received love letters.
今天没人写情书了，现在都写 email.
Today, not many people write love letters.
那更年轻的那一代说 email 叫什么？
Even younger generation would say, would ask what email is.
只送简讯而已。
Because they are used to tag team.
甚至不用连字都不写了，就是一个图案。
Or maybe they don't even use a word. They just use a pictures to express their feelings.
很可惜。
And to me, it's rather unfortunate.
因为就是如此，所以今天的年轻人这一代不懂得情感上面的建立。
Because this is the very reason why a younger generation nowadays do not know how to build up a loving relationship.
如果你受到你所爱并且爱你的对象所写给你的情书，
If you ever received a love letter from even you write it or you receive a love letter from your loved one,
那是很珍贵的。
You will feel it's very precious.
或者是你的父母，或者是你的兄弟姐妹，或者是你的好朋友所给你写的。
This loved one may be your parents, may be your good friends, or
你就想要把它收藏起来。
Then you will have a desire to save keep it.
今年累月下来呢，你就知道你跟谁的感情比较深厚。
And over time, you will come to the realization of whom you have a most loving relationship with.
多跟你写信的人。
It's those who often write you.
然后他写了信来了，你还要留下来的。
And also, not only you received their letters, and you also want to keep them in a safe place.
我当时跟 Cindy 还没结婚之前，我写东西写的比较多。
Before Cindy and I got married, I wrote a lot of letters.
Yeah, 也很多 email.
I wrote a lot of emails.
可是我 email 我不把它放在电脑上面，我要把它印下来。
But I don't send my emails to her directly from a computer. I print it out.
我家里面有个文件夹，厚厚的。
I have a folder at my home. It's very thick.
就是我跟他的通信。
Because it's all the letters that we corresponded with each other before marriage.
那你说那本文件夹拿起来的时候
，When I take up that folder，
你觉得我是希望那个文件夹薄薄的，还是厚厚的呢？
Would you think that I prefer is thick or is rather thin?
当我们了解到话语的这个交流和沟通是感情上面的一个建立的时候，我们看这本圣经的时候，我们就不会觉得它沉重。
If we understand that communication through words is actually a means to build a loving relationship, then we won't think this book is too thick.
在这几千年的人类历史当中，神不断的差派他的这个仆人，神不断的让他的话语累积到今天，我们竟然有一本这么丰富，神对我们有爱的彰显和表明的这本可贵的书叫圣经。
Over several thousand years of human history, God constantly sent his servants to speak to us. Then over time, now we have a very thick accumulation of God's word.
因为神要我们认识他。
Because God wants us to know him.
神要我们借着他所传的这个生命的道，生命的话语，让我们能够不但更认识他，能够更认识生命，能够更认识我们自己。
God wants to use his word to speak to us so that we can know him better, so that we can know this word of life better, and so that we can know ourselves better.
弟兄姐妹，我们作为神的儿女，作为基督徒。
So brothers and sisters, as God's children,
我们要了解，不论是口说的或书写下来的这个语言和文字，
we must.
它不但是知识上面的传递，更重要的是情感上面的建立。
We must realize this. The language, the word, be it oral or written, is not only for transmitting knowledge, but more importantly, it's for building a loving relationship.
所以讲到这里，我想跟这个在我们当中，这个说话很少或不说话的人讲点话。
So I would like now I would like to at this point I would like to say a few words to those of us who do not speak often.
有些是男人。
Some are men.
有些是女人。
And some are women.
你就是那个平常不太讲话或者是完全不讲话的人。
Those who do not speak often or do not speak much or do not speak at all.
不要再继续下去了。
Don't continue this way.
Yeah, 英文的话就是 stop it. Stop it. Yeah.
Stop it.
当你跟你的亲人，当你跟你的配偶，当你跟你的孩子在一起的时候，你不讲话。
When you are with your loved ones, they may be your spouses or your families or your children, and you don't speak.
你这不只是说彼此不认识而已，你的感情会受到很负面的影响。
This will not only result in you not knowing, understanding each other well enough, but even worse, this will result in a very negative consequences.
It's very, very damaging to your relationship.你不要说我有很高的情操。
Don't say that you have a very noble and lofty character.
我跟你认识三十年了，你从来没有听到我跟你说我爱你一句。
If you and I have known each other for 30 years and you never said even once I love you.
那是因为我的这个爱很深。
That's just because my love for you is so deep and so profound.
Yeah, profound. 我的这个爱的层次真是之高啊。
My level is so high.
我不用跟你讲。
I don't need to tell you or to let you know by word.
我跟你讲，如果你是这样。
So now I tell you, if you are this kind of person,
还是对自己诚实一点，那是你不懂爱。
You better be honest to yourself. That's because you don't know what love is.
我怎么这样说？
Why is that? I
如果要讲到爱的深和爱的层次的高的话，是谁的爱是最高最深的？是神的。
If we want to talk about the level of love or the depth of love, then of course God's love is the highest, is the longest, and is the biggest.
神跟不跟你说我爱你啊？
But God tell us quite frequently.
Does God tell you that He loves you?
He loves you. Of
这么厚一本书里面全都在讲神的爱。
So actually, God tells us about His love for us through this.So-called a very thick book.
神的爱不但是用文字传现出来，他的这个话语，并且成为主耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世上。
God not only show us or tell us about His love for us through word, but He even sent His only beloved Son to become flesh, to become Word of Life.
他在这个话语的传递之上，不是只有知识上面的呈现，是实际上面有行为的呈现，使你知道感情可以被建立起来。
So God tell us not only tell us His love for us, so that we have a knowledge of His love for us, but He also put His love for us into action.
之前我们只知道有这个生命之道，很超高的一个观念。
Before, we only knew that there's a word of love, which is very noble, very lofty, very high.
上周我们讲过，约翰从小就读圣经，他知道有神，他知道神要拯救他们，他听过在几千年前他的祖先经历过红海，看见神的火柱云柱跟他们同在，他看见神给他们玛拿，他心里面也在等待 这个救世主的降临。
Last week, we said that John had started to read scriptures from his childhood. So he knew very clearly all the histories of his forefathers, how God led them, his forefathers, and how God loved them, and so on. He has all the knowledge about God's love.
可是他从知识上面的认识，到了有一天，原来神将他的话语，将这个生命之道，道成肉身，呈现在他的面前的时候，你想想看他的震撼。
So, just imagine, all this so-called intellectual knowledge, when one day he saw with his own eyes, he experienced, in person, this love. You can, imagine the impact.Upon him.
之前我对神的爱，对神的创造和神的生命有一个概念，但是今天我是真正的认识到了。
So he would think that before I only knew in my mind about God's creation, God's might, God's power, and God's love for us. But now I saw in person his love for us, for me.
我们在我们人生当中的模范要从神那里来学。
So we have to take God as our model in life.
你不爱讲话。
If you don't like talking.
或者你选择不讲话。
Or if you choose not to talk much.
Stop it.
Stop it. Don't do it anymore.
你要向神学啊。
You should learn from God.
你要用借着说话，不但彼此认识，你要建立你的感情。
So learn from God and build up, know your loved ones and build a loving relationship with them through word.
别老让你的妻子说我们家这个老公就是不讲话。
And don't that your wife continue saying to others that my husband does not speak.
你要也不要让你的先生老说我的太太每天没几句话，总是除了骂我以外都没话讲。
And don't let your husband say to others that my wife does not talk much. Whenever she talks, she's cursing me.
Or
scolding
at me. Telling me I'm doing something wrong.
Or telling me I'm doing something wrong.
不要让你的孩子说我们家里面爸爸妈妈不跟我说话。
And don't let your children ever think that at my home, my parents never talk to me.
要公平起见，孩子们，你们也不要在家里面不跟父母说话。
So in all fairness, I would like to urge you children not speak.Talk to your parents at home.
哦，那在我们当中有些人呢，问题不是不讲话。
And among us, there are yet another group of people whose problem is not talk too much. Talk much.
Yeah, some of us, your problem is not that you don't talk. 你的问题是你话太多了。
Your problem is rather that you talk too much.
我个人本身可能属于这一类。
So I might fall into this category.
至少我的大半生是这样。
At least in my first half of my life, I was like that.
话太多也不好。
So talking too much is not good either.
如果说话的这个沟通为的是要彼此的认识，为的是要情感的建立，那不是说你坐在那边噼里啪噼里啪什么都不。不经过大脑，嘴巴想要讲什么就讲什么，讲得乱七八糟，没人搞得一头雾水。
If the purpose of talking to each other is so that we can know each other better, then of course it should not be just one party keeps on talking.
不要只为了说话而说话。
So don't talk for the sake of talk.
为了彼此的认识，彼此感情的建立。 有智慧的经过大脑的去说话。
So we talk to each other, wisely, so that our relationship, loving relation, may be built up.
我们跟神学。
So we must, we should learn from God.
我们来看一节经文，箴言第二十五章。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25.
第十一到十二节。
Verses 11 to 12.
不是二十五章，哦，是，你看到了吗
？Yeah，OK，
箴言二十五章十一十二节，我们
Proverbs, chapter 25, verses 11 to 12。
一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里；智慧人的劝诫在顺从的人耳中，好像金耳环和金睛的装饰。
A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise man's rebuke to a listener's ear, to a listening ear.
我们说话的时候要有智慧。
So when we speak, we ought to speak, wisely.
我们该说什么？
What should we say?
What should we say?
What,
我们该在什么时候去说它
？And when, shall we say it?
都要合宜。
The timing or the content, should be apt.
我们还要常常考虑到我们说话的对象，我们要考虑到是谁。
We also need to take into consideration, the listener or the audience of our.
我们不但我们在说话的时候不但只是说，我们要学习听。
So, when we speak, we not only have to speak, we also have to learn how to listen well.
如果我们说话的合宜，我们如果有智慧，箴言就告诉我们说，这就像是一个金苹果在银网子里，或好像一个金的耳环，或者是一个金金的装饰啊。
So according to the scripture, if we speak with wisdom, if we speak aptly, then it's like apples of gold in settings of silver, or like an earring of gold, or an ornament of fine gold.
弟兄姐妹，当我们要来认识神的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we if we want to know God,
我们要先认识他的话。
We must first know.About His Word.
那我们不但是认我们的认识，不是只是知识上面的层面的认识，是我们在生命当中，在情感里面，我们知道我们跟神建立一个很亲密的关系。
And this knowledge of the Word of God's the Word of Life is not only just cognitive or intellectual, but It is also so-called experiential. We can experience His Word in our real lives.
约翰，他见过耶稣。
John saw Jesus Christ in person.
他听见过耶稣说话。
He heard Jesus speak.
他亲手碰见过主耶稣基督。
He touched.With his own hands, Jesus Christ.
他说我所讲的这个见证是真实的。
He said that the testimonies, I'm now sharing with you are real and true.
是绝对不会错的。
It's definitely nothing, there's nothing whatsoever wrong about it.
弟兄姐妹，今天主耶稣基督不在这个世上。
Brothers and sisters, today, Jesus Christ,is not physically in this world.
我们没有人用眼睛看见过，用耳朵听见过，或用手触摸过主耶稣。
None of us has ever seen Jesus Christ with our own eyes, heard Jesus Christ with our ears, or touch Jesus Christ with our hands.
可是你有见过主耶稣基督的工作，你有听见过弟兄姐妹们的见证，你有亲身经历过神在你生命当中的供应吗？
But have you ever eyewitnessed God's working or Jesus Christ working in your life or in the lives of your brothers and sisters?
Frank 跟 Rebecca 过去这48小时72小时所经历到的是不是神的供应？
So what Frank and Rebecca experienced in their child's birth, isn't this God's provision?
在我的老二 Clara 的心目当中，这位神是不是开始变成一位真实的神呢？
Isn't it that in the mind and heart of my second child, Clara, this God has become a real and true God and a personal God to her?
她说，她跟我说，她不确定她是不是基督徒。
She said to me once that she's not sure whether she's a Christian.
可是她慢慢的能够看见并且经历到神的真实。
But over time, gradually, she experienced God's truth, experienced God's existence, and this is reality.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对生命之道、神的话语，并且我们主耶稣基督的真实，我们要能够有一个很深刻，而且是一个非常的主观、非常切身的经历。
So, if you want to know God truly and fully and completely, then we must have a personal experience of His love.
每一个基督徒，当我们在告诉别人关于主耶稣基督救恩的时候，我们应该是讲得很切实的，因为我知道这是我的见证，我是一个目击证人，我是亲身经历过，这是绝对不会错的。
So every Christian, when we try to spread the gospel to others, we must tell them that what I'm going to tell you is an eyewitness testimonies on my part.
那因为神的供应是如此的美好，因为主耶稣基督的爱是这么的浩大，我不得不跟你们去传扬。
Because God's provisions are so abundant, because Jesus Christ's love for us are so great, so I have no choice but to share God and His love with you.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要去墨西哥短宣的一个心态。
So brothers and sisters, this is the very attitude and mindset that we ought to have.
这是为什么我们不能去的人要替
the Mexico mission.
墨西哥的宣教祷告。
This is why those of us who cannot physically participate in the mission, we must pray for them.
这是为什么我们愿意把神所赐给我们的金钱，我们愿意奉献投入这个事工当中。
And this ought to be the very reason why that we are encouraged to offer monetary financial support to them, because everything comes from God and it's out of His God that we have to give.
因为就像约翰一样。
Because just like John,
我认识了生命之道。
I know I have known the word of life.
我要见证生命之道。
And now I want to testify this word of life.
然后我要去宣扬，我要去传扬这个生命之道。
And then I also want to proclaim to spread this word of life.
你知道，一个信徒如果要真正的经历到完全的喜乐。
Do you know that for a Christian, a believer, if he wants to fully experience the joy in God's life, love.
那就是要让我们将我们所认识、所爱的主耶稣基督和他在我们生命当中所做的一切的神迹，我们要能够去跟人家讲。
Then we must share with others all Jesus Christ has done in our lives.
所以约翰才在第四节里面说，我将这些写给你们，因为这能够让我的喜乐满足。
That's why John said, we write this to make our joy complete.
就像我那女儿 Clara 一样。
Just like my daughter Clara.
看见一个婴儿的出生，虽然有病痛，可是看到的神的医治，她可以说这是神的工作，她很高兴。
When she saw the birth of a child with some defects or deficiencies, but she knew that this is God's work, and she was full of joy.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天的信息。
So brothers and sisters, today's message.
就是第一，要让我们真正认识生命之道，主
耶稣基督。First, for us to truly know the word of life.
第二，我们一定要
That is Jesus Christ.
我们一定要以目击证人、亲身经历的证人的身份，我们要去见证。
Second, that is for us to give eyewitness testimonies about Jesus Christ.
然后我们要去传扬。
And the third, for us to spread this precious.Salvation to others.
当我们如此做的时候，当我们心态对的时候，我们就经历神爱的浇灌，我们的喜乐就满足了。
If we have this kind of attitude, this kind of action, then our joy will be complete.
愿神祝福每个人。
May God bless each and every one of you.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
借着使徒约翰，真的将你对我们的爱讲得如此明白。
You show us your love and kindness through Apostle John.
你从来就没有离弃过我们。
You never deserted us.
在我们还在罪恶当中，当我们还在顶撞你的时候，你的爱就向我们显明了。
When we were still sinners, when we disobey you and rebelled against you, you already showed your great love for us.
我们本来是无神的人，我们本来是，我们甚至是背逆神的人。
Originally, we had no God. We even rebelled against God.
我们本来不知道生命的意义是如何。
We didn't know the meaning of life.
但是今天主你将你生命的道理生命之道向我们显明了。
But today, you have shown us your word of life.
求主你让我们每一个人真的是深刻的、清楚的、明白的，要跟随你。
So may each and every one of us really, truly, and fully, clearly, know you.
让我们因为认识你，我们愿意将你的福音传出去。
And then, because we know you in such a way, we are willing to spread your gospel to others.
借由我们自己生命当中的经历，我们能够将你见证出去，传扬给世人。
Through our personal experiences in your life, we can spread this life to others.
愿人因为看见我们生命的改变而被你的爱吸引。
May it that when people see that our life has been transformed by you, they will be willing to come to get to know you.
一切的荣耀归于主耶稣基督。
And may you receive all the glory.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.